This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, we don't talk much about the state regions for higher education, but a new report from the state regions shows some promising results for college graduates in Oklahoma. What does the report tell us?
According to the region's 2023 Employment Outcomes Report that was released Thursday, 93.8% of Oklahomans who graduated from public colleges and universities in the state were employed in Oklahoma 1 year after graduation. Just over 61% of non-residents who graduated from Oklahoma colleges and universities were employed 1 year after graduation as well. Now, both those numbers declined 5 years after graduation to 85.5% for Oklahoma residents and 39.6% for non-residents.
Is there anything from the report that really stood out?
Yeah, there were several numbers. Of science, technology, engineering, and math graduates, STEM graduates, 84% were working in the state 1 year after graduation and 69% 5 years after graduation. Nearly 92% of teacher education graduates were employed in the state 1 year after graduation, and nearly 95% of nursing graduates were employed in the state 1 year after graduation, and 87% 5 years out, one of the higher percentages at the five-year mark.
Leadership in the region's office is going to change soon. Last July, Chancellor Allison Garrett announced her intention to retire this coming January. What's being done to find a replacement for Garrett?
Well, later that month, the Regents formed a search committee made up of four of its members. Chair Dennis Casey, a former House member who served as vice chair of the Appropriations and Budget Committee, Jeff Hickman, who was a House speaker, Stephen Taylor, a former Oklahoma Supreme Court Chief Justice, and Courtney Warmington, an Oklahoma City attorney. They're beginning a national search for Garrett's successor.
A handful of state legislators announced the formation of what they are calling the Oklahoma Freedom Caucus. The Oklahoma House and Senate have overwhelming Republican majorities. Why did those legislators say their caucus is needed?
Well, Andy Roth, who is president of the State Freedom Caucus Network that now has 12 affiliate caucuses in state legislatures, said, "We have 50 swamps in the 50 states, and we need to bring the Freedom Caucus down to the states." He was referring to the U.S. House's Freedom Caucus, which is considered the most conservative group of lawmakers in Congress. Roth, Senator Shane Jett, who will serve as the caucus's chair, and Senator Dusty Devers, who will be the caucus's Senate vice chair, said many Republicans campaign on conservative values but vote differently when they get to the Capitol. Devers said Oklahoma voters are, quote, "tired of Republican establishment politicians who campaign like they are Tom Coburn but govern like they are Mitt Romney."
Right now, it's a small group, so what does the Oklahoma Freedom Caucus propose to do?
Jett said the caucus will try to bring what he called a freedom-centered focus to bills being considered in committee and on the floor. "We're going to keep moving them to the right, so we'll get it right, and the people back home will send us back here with a new mandate to continue the good work we are doing because it reflects their values," Jett said. Roth said the national network will provide resources to lawmakers, such as communications, policy, and legal support, that they currently do not have access to.
And finally, gross revenue for the state went up nearly 2% in August, according to State Treasurer Todd Russ. That's positive economic news, but the 12-month trend through July paints a different picture.
It does. For the 12-month period, total revenue collections were $16.95 billion. That was down $304.4 million, or 1.8%, Russ reported Wednesday. That's due to declines in a few tax areas, including sales tax and corporate income. And we will probably see some continued decline in sales and use taxes as a result of the elimination of the state sales tax on groceries, which took effect September 1st.
Economist Robert Doffenbach has been warning us about this and how it might affect the state.
He certainly has.
And we'll be talking to him in a few weeks. Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find audio and transcripts at kgou.org. and look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.